USA Radio News with Lance Pryce.
Senators are calling for Dr. Anthony Fauci to be fired. They say Fauci's handling of the pandemic, never providing any proof for his statements, and giving American tax dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology are some of the reasons. Senator John Kennedy on Fox News.
This isn't about Dr. Fauci. It's not about his feelings, and I'm sorry if his feelings were hurt. Dr. Fauci gave a lot of U.S. taxpayer money to the Wuhan lab since day one. Dr. Fauci and his expert friends have told us, look, the virus occurred naturally. Well, it's been a year. Where's the proof? Where's the smoking bat?
Dr. Fauci on MSNBC.
A lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about have been fundamentally based on science.
USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is under investigation for possible professional misconduct by the State Bar Association. Paxton is one of the most high-profile lawyers to face potential professional repercussions for using their role to try to help former President Trump expose possible voter fraud. President Biden, on his way to Europe this week, told reporters he was going to use his first foreign trip to make clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight and the G7 is going to move. The problem? Germany and France don't appear to be on board when it comes to presenting a united front against China and Russia. Attorney General Merrick Garland told reporters that investigating the source of a massive leak of taxpayer information behind an article by ProPublica will be one of his top priorities. The article revealed that in recent years, despite their wealth, billionaires such as Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and businessman Michael Bloomberg and George Soros paid zero federal income taxes. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A major political win for the United States over Russia has now become the greatest blunder that will have generational implications. Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
You know, for 4 years we heard Democrats saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, what did Joe Biden do? He just gave a multi-billion dollar gift to Vladimir Putin. He waived the mandatory sanctions on Nord Stream 2. I'm the author of those sanctions. I wrote those sanctions. They're bipartisan. They passed a year and a half ago. And that pipeline, that natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany, it was 90% complete. We had won. It was a massive foreign policy and national security victory. And Joe Biden screwed it up and gave a gigantic gift to Putin. That mistake is a generational geopolitical blunder.
The United States is going to vaccinate the world, Dan Naraki reports.
The United States will reportedly buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to distribute them to other countries. The Washington Post first reported the deal that will see 200 million doses delivered in 2021 and the remaining shots delivered in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. The White House indicated that more details about the plan would be released on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The report does not indicate how much money it will cost American taxpayers or how much money the pharmaceutical industry will earn by the decision. I'm Lance Pryde, and this is USA Radio News.